WildTalkRadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to Monday Night Raw.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
So, what do you guys want to talk about?
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
It's just a matter of what the Rock is cooking.
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for ya!
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
It was the return of Liv Morgan and so much more on the Fallout Edition from Saturday Night's Main Event of Monday Night Raw. This is the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211 chat. If you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming Support Channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can use carry code Rocket Stop or Lindsay Ward in the Fortnite item shop as hashtag Epic Partner. I'm the producer, joined as always by Lindsay Ward.
That's right. We had some epicness going on in this show tonight, and somebody maybe got a little taste of her own medicine when she came back. Just a smidge, just a little bit. But yeah, this was a fantastic show. They are rolling right on ahead to Money in the Bank. I love the Money in the Bank graphics. I know we've seen them before. Like, I know they like teased them like a couple months ago. But I really love the Money in the Bank graphics. I think they look really cool.
It was the same theme last year, I think. So it's really cool. Yeah, I remember that style from last year. But it's a really cool setup. But we are on the road to Money in the Bank. We had two Money in the Bank qualifiers. We'll talk about the first one. Now it was Chad Gable, Dragon Lee, and Penta trying to qualify for the men's Money in the Bank ladder match. Penta would come out with the win. Vikingo was at ringside. He left Chad Gable bleeding. But Penta is able to get the win and is headed to Money in the Bank.
I mean, Penta will do fabulously in Money in the Bank, but we need to talk more about the fact that Chad Gable kind of got a whooping. Just a smidge in this, because at one point, Vikingo, Dragon Lee, and Penta all teamed up against Chad Gable, all beat him up. Not together, although Penta and Dragon Lee did, but like they all gave Chad Gable that little comeuppance that we've been waiting for him to get, and it is rightfully deserved. And this was a nice addition to the storyline, where you have the luchadors kind of begin to stand up for themselves, not that they haven't been already, and like fight back, and there actually be consequences to Chad Gable's actions. So I liked that they did that. I still want the storyline to end. But I like that they're now having Chad Gable get his comeuppance. But it was Chad Gable, not Chad Gable Grande Latte version. So, yeah, there's that.
There is that. So when there's where WWE spoiled it, there's a AAA title match or AAA Mega Championship match coming up. Chad Gable and Vikingo. They took the belt off of Del Rio. Spoiler alert. In case the internet wasn't aware, because that's all I saw on Twitter. It was on the graphic. Spoiler alert, it happened. I think everyone's okay.
We'll live. Everybody will be fine. It's okay.
Rusev beat up Tozawa. Then Sheamus made the save. Sheamus, Rusev
they're
will
doing
be good.
Things there.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what they're doing there, but they're doing things there.
It's going to be Sheamus, Rusev. First real match for Rusev coming back. I like it. They have history.
They do have history.
And they're friends. So it should be fun.
It should, in fact. Yeah, to have this be the first feedback and the first real feedback, excuse me, will be good for both. I think.
New Day successfully retained their tag team titles over the Creeds and the War Raiders.
I wasn't terribly surprised, but I guess I was a little. But yeah, they were triumphant. They left the ring all happy and bubbly, and they were like, yeah, let's go. And so, I mean, it's the New Day versus the Creeds versus the War Raiders. Like, there's nothing much to say. The match was good. The match was fantastic. Yeah, like, fine. There's nothing to say about the match.
We had Jey Uso come to the ring. He talked about facing Cena and Logan Paul coming up. Out came Gunther. Gunther congratulated Jey on successfully retaining the title against Logan Paul. Gunther said Jey has held the title longer than he expected him to. Gunther said he appreciates that Jey tries his best and wants to be the captain of ship on Raw. He talked about how Jey is there for his friend with no questions to ask. Gunther said those were great qualities for a human being, but they're terrible qualities for a champion. Gunther said he can't blame them.
There's a mutual respect there that I really like. Like, they may not like each other, but there is a mutual respect there that is building between the two, which suggests that at some point they could be friends, maybe, or at least frenemies. But the threat of Logan Paul, at least for now, has somewhat passed. I think it's still lurking.
Continue.
The threat has at least for Saturday night's main event passed. Yeah. So that's good. Right? And you're going back to Jey and Gunther, like, you gave that time to breathe, you gave that space, you had them kind of come apart from WrestleMania, and now you're going to begin to have Gunther probably mount another challenge against Jey. Or he's going to help Jey, which is entirely plausible. He could do that.
Well, it's setting up their match. It's setting up their match on June 9th. That's all this was.
That's all this was. But, you know, at some point they could actually, like, help each other, which would be cool.
Yeah. Jey's basically tired of everyone saying his days are numbered. And, you know, he'll always have his friends back.
Well, I mean, here's the problem, baby. That's you're a champion. You should know that. And not only a champion, you're the champion. You're not a tag champion. You're not a IC or US champion. You're the champion. So everybody is gunning for you, and everybody's going to say, your days are numbered. I'm taking your belt, because it's highly likely that they could. So, you know, you got to buckle up, Buttercup, because they coming. So you got to be ready, you know?
Now we're good.
Now we're good? Okay, all right. I was just going to suggest, why don't we talk about the return of one Liv Morgan?
Yeah.
And what she got up to this evening.
Yeah, that's exactly where we were headed. So sorry about that. Mic issues. It's okay. So we were backstage with the Judgment Day. And they're eating chicken nuggets. Roxanne had more of them for Dom. Liv showed up and he wasn't happy with Dom. You're back.
Oops.
And they're playing a video game. Roxanne tried to introduce herself, but Liv was like having none of it. Balor was smiling. Liv said Raquel had kept her up to speed on what was going on in Oregon. Liv said she found some things to be very interesting, and she addressed those things when she spoke to Adam Pearce about getting into a Money in the Bank qualifier. Finn was all smiles. Dom said it was great to have Liv back. Finn was giddy. Then Liv and Raquel ran into Kairi and Io. Liv was mocking Kairi for failing to qualify for Money in the Bank. Io told Morgan just to keep on walking. Morgan said she would keep walking right to Pierce to go Money in the Bank qualifier match. Kairi then poked Liv in the forehead and challenged her to a match tonight on Monday Night Raw, which they did have. It was Liv versus Kairi saying Kairi gets the win. The ending was a little sloppy. You had Roxanne get involved trying to help Liv, but ultimately it cost her. But the last minute or two was a little bit sloppy. Kairi seemed a little gassed or something happened. She seemed to be a little out of it by the end.
Yeah, I hope she's okay. Like, I hope nothing happened there. But the match itself was fine. Like, I think, like you said, there were some chemistry issues, and I think there were some other things kind of going on in it. But the bigger thing to kind of talk about is one that, you know, Kairi got her win, which is good.
Yeah.
And also the issues in Judgment Day, and I kind of want to talk about Judgment Day for a second because
before you do, let me tie the bow.
Okay, tie the bow.
Because when they came back from break, they were in the clubhouse, and then Raquel was mad with Roxanne. Liv was like, you're the veteran. You should have known better. And Finn was very giddy about it.
Finn is blowing them up from the inside, and he's loving every second of it.
But now, continue.
He's going to destroy them all. He's like, oh, you think you can come in and just, you know, be a dick to me? I don't think so. I like the subtlety of this. I think for me, it's feeling a little stale, right? Like, they're doing a really nice job with the subtlety, and the introduction of Roxanne is good. But I kind of want to see the more, like, to see, like, Dom and Carlito and JD and Finn, to a lesser extent, because Finn is one of the more major players, where they're not in the clubhouse every week eating chicken nuggets and playing video games. Like, I get they're doing the 2K25 plug, and it's the subtle product placement of 2K25 there, and I understand it and I respect it, but I would just like to see more, especially character-wise, from them. And the same thing kind of goes for Raquel, because Raquel isn't growing in this, if that makes sense. She's not coming out of that role. She's playing the heavy role really, really, really well, but she's kind of doing what she's always done, which is she just kind of falls into that heavy role, and then she sort of disappears into the background, and she doesn't show a lot of personality, and she's just there to basically beat people up, which is a perfectly, perfectly acceptable job. But I don't know. I know she's capable of more, and maybe I want to see a little bit more from her. It's just like Carlito, I want to see more. JD, I want to see more. Dominic is Dominic. Like, Dominic is doing fine. Finn's doing the subtle stuff. And then you have the tension between Liv and Roxanne, where Roxanne is trying to come in, you know, probably at Finn's behest, and maybe take Liv down a peg or two. And Liv is now sort of getting her just desserts in another way, because Liv came in and took Dom for Bria, and is doing and Roxanne is more or less doing exactly what Liv did, where she's coming in and she's trying to take Dom from Liv and unsettle Liv and kick Liv out of the group and potentially take Liv's title from her as well, though she'd have to find a partner. But she could potentially do that in Raquel, because she could just undermine Liv and get in Raquel's good graces, and they could go from there. But the real story is that Finn is trying to implode the group, or he's at least trying to implode Liv and Raquel and possibly Dom out of the group and take it for himself.
Mm-hmm.
So we're starting to see that power dynamic, and we're starting to see that power struggle. And in truth, with Judgment Day, I think they've gotten what they're going to get out of it, if that makes sense. Like, the money sits in, like, Finn and Liv and Dom, right? That's where your money makers are. No offense to JD, no offense to Raquel, no offense to Carlito, but, like, those are your three bigger names in the group, and I think at some point, one or all of those names has to move on. Like, you're having Dom start to break out again, and Dom at some point needs to stand on his own. Like, I completely understand, and I still think it was absolutely the right move, especially coming out of the Rey Mysterio stuff, to put Dom in Judgment Day, because Dom has absolutely been able to shine in the role that he's been doing. And he's shown a lot of versatility. We've seen a lot of improvement with him. He's just, overall, they have made him into a star with what he's been doing in Judgment Day. And now it's time, I feel like, to move him out on his own and kind of have him stand on his own and see what he can do as a singles. Because we can know what he can do with his dad. We know what he can do in a group. What we don't know is if he can stand on his own. And if that star power crosses over. Like, if he's a faction guy and he's a guy that he can be in tag teams and he can be with people and that's his career, that's great. That's a great career. But if he wants to go to that upper echelon, he needs to be able to do stuff on his own too. And that's what I feel like we need to start seeing from him, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense. We shall see. Your Intercontinental Champion, Lyra Valkyrie, came to the ring. She wished she could talk about facing a new challenger, but said that Becky does what Becky does and talked herself into getting another match at Money in the Bank. She says nothing left to prove after beating Becky twice. She said she didn't feel any satisfaction when she beat Becky at Backlash. She recalled Becky coming out here after the match and her ego still through the roof, and She showed no shame over being beaten. Lyra said Becky even claimed that she won the match. Lyra recalled Lynch getting in her fiance's face and trying to take her eye out, break her nose, but made it personal. She said she would hurt Becky at Money in the Bank and break her ego. Becky came out. She took issue with Lyra Valkyrie accusing her of making it personal. Becky said Lyra could have let it go, but she knows that Becky is the best thing that's happened to her or the title. Lyra said, "People are talking about me because I beat you." Becky said if Lyra was so cocky, she had some stipulations. She said that if Lyra could beat her, she won't challenge for the title again. Lyra's like, "Okay, cool. I beat you with my eye closed last time." Becky was a little flustered and was like, you didn't let me finish." Becky said, "Back at NXT, I raised your hand when you beat me. Well, Money in the Bank, if I beat you, when I beat you, you will raise my hand." Lyra said she has never had an issue raising the hand of a person who's beating her. That just hasn't been you yet. That's a deep shot there.
That is a very deep shot there. It's getting... Just when you think it can't get more personal, here we go.
Here we go. That is for damn sure. But Monday Night Raw opened with Seth Rollins, Bron Breakker, Bronson Reed, Paul Heyman. He introduced...
No. Disco Seth Rollins. It was Disco Seth Rollins.
It was Disco Seth Rollins. That's true. Paul Heyman introduced himself, Bron Breakker, as the Attack Dog and a member of a bloodline of badasses. He said Bron Breakker will be the main event of WrestleMania 45 through WrestleMania 50 and beyond. That's not a prediction. It's a spoiler. Heyman asked Rollins if he thinks the fans realize that Punk wasn't in the building. Heyman said it's because of Bronson Reed. He put a beating on him so bad that it was then worse than Roman Reigns ever did and Punk could ever do. Paul Heyman talked about Rollins making a sacrifice for the future of the industry. He praised Rollins and told everyone to acknowledge him. Everyone wanted Roman. Rollins pointed to his crew and called it his vision and the way forward. He spoke about total domination through complete power. "I sold out to who? Myself? Are you out of your mind?" He told the fans what he would do with WrestleMania. He told everyone what he would do with WrestleMania, and he did it. He talked about fans questioning his integrity. He pointed out everyone in the building just sang this song 5 minutes ago. Now you're saying fuck you. Fans then started singing along, and then Rollins called them morons. Says they didn't even know their right from their left. Rollins said he's the only person capable of leading the company into the future and wielding the power. And with power comes through championship. He said he would be the world heavyweight champion if it wasn't for Punk and Sami Zayn. Rollins said Punk found out on Saturday what happens when he is underestimated, just as Sami would later tonight. Rollins said he found an object that allows him to control the fate of the championship, and that's the briefcase for Money in the Bank. He said he would win Money in the Bank and cash in a contract. He said he would do it when he wants, on whoever he wants, and there's no one who can stop him.
I wouldn't say no one.
I mean, there are probably people who could stop him. There are probably people who, in fact, could stop him, which led to the main event of this show. Before we got there, it was going to be Seth Rollins, Finn Balor, and Sami Zayn. But Sami Zayn was stopped by one Karrion Kross backstage. Karrion said Zayn could have taken the easy way and just taken the Rollins deal and gone to SmackDown Challenge for the title. Zayn said he didn't have time for the mind games. "Hey, Sami, you know you're never going to win the title, right?" Sami turns back and is like, "I'll deal with you later." Trying to get under his skin a little bit. Trying to get under his skin just a little bit.
Just a little bit. But this was all...
Go ahead,
sorry.
I'm finished.
No, I was just going to say that, like, the opening segment was really good. It's a strong introduction for Seth, you know, in terms of bringing Bronson into the group, because that was a big surprise. Nobody, I think, was really expecting that on Saturday. And then it's like, "Oh, hi, Bronson. How you doing?" So now we have Braun and we have Bronson. And then we have Seth and Paul.
Yeah.
You know, if they hadn't gotten rid of Strowman, they could have had three Brons and a Heyman. Or three Brons and a Paul. Three Brons and a Paul.
Okay.
I'm just saying. They could have put them all in the same group. Braun, and Paul. It sounds like lawyers.
Yeah. Morgan, Braun, and Braun. But it was Sami Zayn, Seth Rollins, Finn Balor for a shot into Money in the Bank. You had Bron Breakker get involved, Bronson Reed get involved, Dominic get involved. He slid the chariot for Finn, but it wasn't a good throw. A stomp by Rollins. Seth Rollins is headed to Money in the Bank. They do more damage. Jey Uso got involved. Sami Zayn gets beat up. CM Punk makes the save. Yeah, he had the GTS on Seth Rollins to close Monday Night Raw.
So many shenanigans, so little time, because again, they ended early. But no, this was all, like, the match was great. The match was absolutely wonderful. I have no complaints about the match whatsoever. You have Seth, like, playing up his heel role, which is really good. You have Sammy being the face. You have Punk coming in to make the save. You have Jay coming in to make the save. Like, you're setting up your multi-man match, potentially, for something later down the line, whatever that might be.
Yeah.
Although that's might be a little bit far off for this, because it's only the end of May, and War Games is, what, November?
If we even get War Games this year.
But they're definitely setting something up for, like, a potential multi-man, multi-person feud, which is fine because you can mix and match. And that will get them through probably till the end of the year if they really want to.
At least through the summer.
Yeah, at least through the summer. Like, they can get to SummerSlam with this. And I think that's the intention, is to get to SummerSlam with this, and then they'll figure out what they're going to do next. Because I expect the Seth group to be a little bit more long-term. We'll see how much legs it actually has. Mm-hmm. But this is designed to elevate, I believe, both Bronson Reed and Bron Breakker, and send them up into that next sort of tier, especially putting them with someone like Seth and putting them with someone like Heyman. That's really what this is designed to do. I wouldn't say it could be DX. This isn't, like, it could be maybe Four Horsemen. More Four Horsemen than DX. But they are possibly Evolution, but they are set up to be a dominant tag team for sure.
Yeah, I wouldn't compare them to anything else. I would just let them be them. They're not Evolution. They're not a DX. They're a new dangerous alliance. They're just a group who are going to just dominate. They need a name. They'll get a name at some point. Yeah, it was a good show.
I'll tell you, three Rons and a Paul. It was a great show. Like, I thought this was a good follow-up to Saturday night's main event. We're rolling right into Money in the Bank, because again, we have another very short build. Like, I don't know why they're doing this themselves, but they've done this to themselves. So we're doing the rapid fire again, where it's content. Very quick, very simple, very easy builds, which will sum up to whatever SummerSlam is going to be, because that's what they're doing.
Yeah. And also, for Survivor Series, it's not listed as War Games this year, so, which it could end up being, but as of now, it wasn't.
I like War Games, but I think in terms of a novelty, if they skipped it this year, I wouldn't be offended. Because
Or they could just be a standoff on a different show.
It could be a standoff on a different show. Like, it doesn't have to be Survivor Series. Like, I would like to see War Games show up whenever they need War Games. Because to me, having come through that era of way back when, where we had theme events, and it was all centered around either Elimination Chamber or Hell in a Cell or some Money in the Bank or something like that. Like, you have the holdovers of those. But, like, the fact that it was, like, Hell in a Cell, and they only did Hell in a Cell once a year at the pay-per-view. They never took it out otherwise. I'm not a fan of that, because in certain instances, in certain feuds, you need to have those specialty matches available to be able to do them. So for something like War Games, you could do War Games at, like, SummerSlam, right? And you could have a War Games match at SummerSlam between Punk and Jay and Sammy, and then I believe a fourth. No, not a fourth. That's enough. But you could throw a fourth Roman in if you really wanted to. So who?
Roman.
Thank you. Roman. And then you can do Seth's group.
With a fourth.
And you could do a War Games match there.
You could.
And that would be fine. That would be perfect. But Jay has a date. But, like, you could do it, is what I'm saying.
You could. But we'll see what happens.
We will see what happens, yes.
But that'll do it for the Wild Post Show Live. We're here at the Wild Talk Arena. We're live Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, to talk about Saturday night's main event on the rack.
That's right. Tune in. We will have news. We will have notes. We will have Saturday night's main event. So it's the wrap. Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
Saturday night, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, another edition of CB Radio. Sunday night, WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, previewing Money in the Bank at 10 p.m. Eastern. We're back next Monday night for a Raw post-show live. Whenever Monday Night Raw ends, we'll talk about it right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's Facebook.com. It's Wild Talk Radio Network channel. If you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gate. Support channel by clicking the purple rectangle button below the screen. You can use carrier code RocketSock or
Lin's M. Ward.
In the Fortnite, I am Sharper. Epic Game Store. Why?
Because we are hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lin's Ward, LNSWD. You can check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/Lin's Ward, where the sky is falling and I'm furious, guys. The flame chase is almost over. I've been streaming the update for 3.3 for Emporius. We still have stuff to get through. We have chests to find. We have bugs to find. So tune in to twitch.tv/Lin's Ward for that. You can also follow me on YouTube, youtube.com/@SymbolLin'sWard, and you can follow me on TikTok at Lin's Ward 0.
This has been the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. We'll see you Thursday for the Rack and Right Back here every Monday night for the Raw Post Show, along the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network.
WildTalkRadio.com.